Dale?
Hello?
Yeah, Jack? There it is. You got it?
Here we go.
Okay. Yeah, it's buttons, okay. Buttons and stuff. Okay, we got... Go ahead and here, pull up the graphics. The what we're going to go ahead and do is we're in the middle of this hour, so we restarted the stream so it just, so they don't have to search through it. And we're coming in about 40 seconds.
Okay.
Now, when we come in, give me, 60 seconds to promote the Vaccine Education Summit, where we're at, how I know you, rock and roll, and then I'm just going to, we got to cram it in two segments, so go for it and get us updated on what they're going to be knowing and at the summit. All right, here we go.
What's up next? Visit the Liberty Radio Network program guide to find out at shows.lrn.fm. That's shows.lrn.fm.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
It's the same on the south side of town. You could look, but you ain't gonna find it around. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story,
same old song and dance. Oh, here we go. Same story. But I tell you what, we get to have our singers. We get to have our tunes. It's the same old story, though, and who's doing battle? Every day on the show here, what do we got? Somebody going up against the man because the man's bad. They be bad. So this is what we're going to do. We got Dell Bigtree on. He's going to explain it to us, and this is how we know Dell. A few years ago, supporters of ours, some patrons, they said, man, you need to talk to Dr. Judy Mikovits. She's got a story. Had her come on. Boom. 10 days later, because we do our summits, I said, push the button. I go, make it go where? Talk to our rep at the resort, and I go, look, we need to, what's your first available a week from this coming Saturday? Done. We're in. So we just rock and rolled, brought all these scientists together and everything, had a vaccine education summit right before the release of Dell Bigtree's Vaxxed, which got all kinds of press. It was going to be shown at the Tribeca Film Festival, which, Sundance is Robert Redford. Tribeca is Robert De Niro. Robert De Niro, I believe he has a vaccine-damaged son, or thinks he may. So what happens is he's like, yeah, I'm interested in this autism link of whatever. We're going to show it at the festival. They go, Sloan Foundation, some of the big boys started by General Motors of kind of how we rule you people, said, if you do this, we're going to pull the money. He goes, so Robert De Niro got me. He says, you know what? We're going to take this here movie, and we're not going to show it. This one right here, the Barbra Streisand. He goes, yeah, see this right here, this one, this right here? We're not going to show it. We're not going to show this one, okay? So it got all kinds of attention, blew up everywhere. We start doing, have the summit, and before it even came out, that was a Saturday, that Tuesday, we pirated about 3,000 MP4s of it and distributed them around, and everybody, I go, yeah, sue me. Okay. So this is, let's try as I end it again. So this is where we know each other. They came with the RV around the country. They stopped here. It was just the beginning of the activism here in Arizona. And Dr. Judy's been on a regular basis, and this is what's happening. We knew that they were going to come after all this wave of mandates and elimination of exemptions was definitely on the table. They had to do this because billions of trillions of dollars and the people are waking up. And a big part of that is Dell Bigtree. Dell Bigtree has a YouTube channel called Highwire, that highwire.com. He'll tell us about that. And it is changing around the world. And Dell's on the front line of this, working inside the government or making fun of them. And Trump administration doing kind of whatever. All right, that's enough to get you kind of going. Now I'm just going to let you monologue. Go, Dale.
Well, first of all, I'm coming to Arizona there in Phoenix for the Vaccine Education Summit, again happening on the 28th. I'm going to be in there with a lot of other really brilliant speakers discussing this vaccine issue. Now, as you pointed out, very adeptly, by the way. I mean, that's one of the best sort of
quickies.
So recaps of my experience over the last 3 years that I've heard in a few seconds. But the truth is, all I am is a consumer advocate. You can read about me now in the Washington Post or New York Times, and they'll say he's spreading misinformation. That he's this dangerous person. All of those things happen. But the truth is that all I am is simply trying to make a product safe as it can be and make sure that in the United States of America, you have a choice of whether to use it or not. Because of that, and people like me, Judy Mikovits, Bobby Kennedy, you know, Sherry Tenpenny, we get demonized for having that position. But, you know, here's my background. I'm simply a journalist. I was a producer on the daytime talk show, The Doctors, for 6 years. I won an Emmy Award celebrating the best that science and medicine has to offer.
Yep. Did I lose you?
I'm on that show. Yeah, I love science. I love doctors when they do their job right. What?
Okay, now this is one thing.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, no, it just froze up there for a second. Okay, this is the one thing. You're doing, it's kind of like a, I don't know, like an Inside Edition or talk show or morning whatever doctor thing on, what network is that?
That was CBS.
Okay, so on CBS, you were like, hey, let's talk about this, you know, this vaccine thing has come. Oh, hell no. You're so freaking not allowed. And that eventually turned into Vax. Tell us about that real quick.
Well, Vax really, you know, in the middle of working on The Doctors, I got a call from an inside source that said there's a whistleblower at the CDC named Dr. William Thompson that is going to come forward and claim that they have committed scientific fraud on the vaccine safety studies, and specifically the MMR autism study, the MMR vaccine being the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine that our children get.
Oh, shut up. The science is already settled. We don't want to talk about that. Science settled. Science settled. Science settled.
Can you hear me? Am I breaking up?
No. My point is that why did they go to you? They keep saying the science is settled, the science is settled, and so on. You come in, and they come to you and said, look, this CDC guy is whistleblowing. They knew and all this kind of stuff. Why did they go to you?
Well, because, you know, when there's seven producers on the Doctors television show, and I was one of the more controversial producers. I always was the one producing shows like when Monsanto, when their product glyphosate is in Roundup, when the World Health Organization said this is probably carcinogenic to human beings. I had a debate on the show. Daytime talk doesn't usually do things like that, but I did. I would challenge the system. I'm always skeptical. Wherever there's billions of dollars to be made, I tend to think that corporations think about the money over the people. And so because I would do stories like that, I had a specific types of doctors and inside people at the CDC that would feed me stories and say, you may want to look at this. There's a study out there that is showing us something different than everyone else is talking about. So I was on the cutting edge. And as far as, you know, as of what it came to industry and things like that. So that's why they came to me. And it was a doctor I'd had a conversation with about vaccines a year earlier that, you know, he said, look, I think vaccines cause autism. And I had said to him, look, I can't cover that on The Doctors. We're pretty steadfast in the idea that vaccines are safe and effective. I said, but if something really changes in that, you know, discussion, if there's a game-changing study or something, certainly let me know. So that's why he reached out to me a year later and said, you remember when you said if something changed in autism vaccines? So the whistleblower story is huge. No, you know, the Vax ended up being a gigantic, you know, game changer around the world. And I, you know, and people can, if you haven't seen it, you should. It's one of the most censored films in the world. I'm one of the most censored people. And the film got censored. We had Adam Schiff, you know, Representative Adam Schiff, directly called for anyone challenging the safety of vaccines to be censored on Facebook, Instagram, you know, all the social media platforms. And then he wrote a letter to Jeff Bezos at Amazon and said, take down any documentary that's questioning the safety of vaccines. So Vax, you cannot find any longer on Amazon. And we're talking about censorship. We're talking about book burning in the United States of America. It's happening, being requested by, you know, elected officials. This is part of what I'm going to talk about in Arizona. Folks, we got to do a lot better job of choosing the type of people that are going to run a free nation, because it's becoming less and less free. They're coming after our rights. We're hiring people that are trying to establish a tiny bit more safety by giving up a lot of liberty. We know Ben Franklin said that's a terrible idea. You'll have neither liberty nor safety. But, you know, in the end, even over there, and so if you want to see the film, one thing you should do is just go to VaxTheMovie.com. You can still get it. That's the distribution company, and they'll always deliver that movie to you. But after working on that film and traveling the country, the one question I got is everyone kept saying, is it only the MMR vaccine, since that was really the focus of the film? And I didn't have an answer to that. What I did know was that I was hearing every vaccine from parents we were interviewing after the film. And you can go to Vax.com and see the thousands of incredible vaccine injury stories that you know, were recorded on our Vax bus as we toured the nation. But so many people were claiming, for instance, that DTaP vaccine caused their child's autism. parents would come up to me and say, we never even got to the MMR. Our child regressed into autism after the DTaP vaccine. And so that's what I decided I got to do deeper investigation. So I hopped off the bus. Polly was doing a great job, and I started a new nonprofit called the Informed Consent Action Network. Our goal is to eradicate man-made disease, and we began a thorough investigation really into one word. Actually, when it comes to vaccines, we hear that vaccines are safe and effective. I have spent the last 3 years looking at that one word, the first one, safe. How are they saying it's safe? How have they proven it's safe? And through our, you know, incredible investigation, we have a legal team. We've won 2 lawsuits against government agencies, one against the National Institute of Health, one against Health and Human Services. We just settled a case with the FDA because we're proving that they are not making, they're not doing their job to protect the American consumer from dangerous vaccines. There's no safety studies been going on.
All right, we're going into break. We'll be right back.
Awesome.
Right back. Del Bigtree.
Themselves. The Crown required that I obey leeching privateers who didn't share my oath to do no harm.
Yeah, listen to this.
I was forbidden from discussing the treatments I knew patients needed. The Crown claims to protect landlubbers from bankrupting medical expenses, but only seduces them into begging for relief, while privateers monopolize the management of chronic illness. This royal alliance has constructed a medical hegemony that denies science, discredits alternative remedies, and mandates unwanted treatments, while callously ignoring the victims dying on waiting lists. They have produced a society increasingly addicted, impoverished, diseased, and suicidal. My conscientious objections and medical ambitions required not only seeing this cage, but leaving it. That's why I raised my black banner. Among pirates, the Crown's tantrums are irrelevant. You own your body without qualification. Open ocean medicine enables healers and customers to build a relationship of mutual consent. Prices decrease, quality increases, and physicians become as accessible as barbers. Customers determine their own medical care, whether that's experimental treatments, prohibited plants, controversial procedures, bootleg pharmaceuticals, or even the right to die. Any system of command and control is rejected. In time, artificial intelligence, nanotechnology, genetic engineering, and cybernetic prosthetics could take the human condition beyond our imagination. Medical augmentation could eliminate aging, enhance intelligence, and erase our fundamental physical limitations. With the Crown in our wake and the individual at the helm, we are free to pursue an unfettered life. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com.
See, that's our open ocean medicine, pirates, and how would they do healthcare and whatever. And that was kind of our point. From the doctor's perspective, their problem is that, you know, we're not even allowed to tell people the truth about their treatment or what's going on or what alternatives or options they have or something. This is bad on so many fundamental levels that I'm sure in your process on this, you're finding out that, God, they're just bad guys. I mean, you know, sociopathic, how much money can I milk from and sit there and smile their pearly white teeth and a Rolex watch of how many hookers and green fees do I get? And they treat politicians this way, and the politicians are that way. That's how they got there. I've been as an activist for 30 years. I know exactly this fog of evil that you're in the middle of. And I'm wanting to know, is the brightest light somebody like Trump or something? I mean, you know, what are you seeing where the good and bad guys flow?
I'll tell you, the brightest light is we the people.
Yeah, thank
That's
you.
What this comes down to. We can't wait for some politician, some savior, Donald Trump. He may try and help us here and there. There's been some attempts to do some things. But the people have got to wake up because the politics are only going to move where the people go. And right now, the people are just giving away, you know, have been giving away their rights. But the bright light is the thousands and thousands of people that I'm speaking to at conferences like the Vaccine Education Summit. You know, I was in Oregon. There was, I think, 3,000 to 4,000 people lined up outside of that Capitol when I spoke there. Sacramento, thousands of people are showing up. You know, we've got, you know, Maine just went out and got, you know, over 75,000 signatures to overturn the bill there that took away their medical rights. And so things are changing. People are waking up. And for anyone listening right now that is on the fence, that's what a vaccine education
Okay, we're coming back. Let's talk about it. Here we go.
All right.
Rhodes?
It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Oh, he's got the gun! More than a feeling! Actual factual information! This is the one thing. It's all about the feels. All about the feels. Yeah, but I feel this to the point that Facebook, even though they, you know, years ago they tested your news feed, see what kind of emotions they could change and get and kind of what. Now they just put up emoticons. Tell us how this made you feel so that we can do it through the database. And I'm going, oh, man, you guys are so flagrant in this stuff. Now, what we're looking at here on the screen, those are the video. We got the Vaccine Education Summit, where the girls and I just went, Irene and Earlene and I just went to the hotel and finalized everything and how it's going to kind of look. And we're doing pretty good. It's going to be a really big show. Now, I want to show the bios on the people here real fast. Dr. Judy Mikovits, we have on a regular basis. She wrote a book, Plague, and has another one coming out about all of this kind of secrets and what they're doing behind the scenes, and she and I really been keeping this up. Now, a lab that you can go and you have studies and you know what the heck's really going on, James Lyons Weiler, he'll talk about that. Jonathan Lockwood is an activist, a young man that came up, you know, through the American Legislative Exchange Council and some coke training in Washington, D.C., and probably got a degree in freaking political science or some stuff like that, but he's got some real on the street experience in California and what's been going on there. Now, Diane Douglas, Arizona Superintendent of Public Instruction from 15 to 18. This is the one that I haven't talked to her yet. We talked to her tomorrow or next week, and I am very interested in how this is enforced and injected into the school system. You know, someone that was a superintendent, a public instructor, very interesting, Dr. Alan Palmer, he's up to 1,400 and something studies now that he says that they have proven a lot of the things that we're talking about on vaccines and their effects. He's, you know, the doctor for some major sports franchises here in the Valley, but he doesn't want to talk about that. You get fired doing that. Then we have Vaccine Court with Wayne Rohde, and then, of course, Mr. Dell, the big tree, the big draw. Woo-hoo! We're going to get some. Now, what I want to know and get to, skip to the end on this, Dell, is there is the awakening coming that you were talking about. I've seen this. We started in like 10, 11, being all butt heads and everything, but it wasn't time. And we just knew it'd be time. It'll be time. We pushed the Vaccine Education Summit. We copied and pirated the crap out of your movie and still are. We do all kinds of things. Come get me. Sue me, man. Let's go get
no
some.
No way, man. Let's keep doing the work.
No. I want you to sue me. We get all kinds of press. Anyway, so this is, tell me where we're at in this battle. Because you are outing them, you're proving, you're showing. Tell me about your YouTube channel, your subscribers, the people that are all enthusiastic about what you're doing. But where are, what's the score now?
All right, the score is we have a war, thought war. I got to be careful because terrorists now. I'm not telling anybody to go get your guns. What I'm saying is you got to get up. You got to start talking to politicians. You got to talk to your friends, your mother. Look at California. California is down. Arizona, Texas, Oklahoma, Utah, Idaho. You guys are holding strong. You are not going to hold strong much longer if you're complacent. California has lost all rights. They've lost all rights to stop things being injected in their own bodies. They are now. Every human being in California is property of the United States government, more specifically the California government. They've taken away the right for your doctor to even speak up for you. Your doctor can't write a medical exemption. Now, bureaucrats in a room somewhere else are going to decide whether or not you should get drugs and vaccines. Maybe even get down to your school nurse is going to be able to override the things that you want to do. This is the liberal agenda. And I say that now as a lifelong liberal that has jumped ship. I'm terrified of what's happened in California. It's happened in New York. If you're seeing the images of videos, mothers and children standing with their perfectly healthy children, trying to go into schools, being kicked out, standing on sidewalks saying, why am I not? Why am I being segregated out of an education system that I have paid for? So here is the score. California is down. New York is down. Mississippi is down. West Virginia is down. They are focusing now on Arizona. Texas. They need to take down one of the conservative states, because once one of those big states go down, the whole nation goes down and the world. This is a world agenda. This is not a conspiracy theory. The pharmaceutical industry is outspending the most powerful lobby in Washington. They're outspending oil and gas 2-1. We are fighting wars in the Middle East for oil and gas. What do you think pharma gets for spending twice that amount of money? They're coming. It's an adult. I'm just going to warn you right now. I'm going to talk about all this in more detail. We have an adult forced vaccination program around the corner. It's supposed to come online in 2020 along with our real ID. We've seen this practice in Argentina last year. They just said in Argentina, you cannot renew your driver's license. You can't get a marriage license until you what? Get all of your adult vaccines. That's right, people. There's an adult vaccine program. 16 vaccines already on the list. 270 are in the approval pipeline, and thousands of vaccine trials are going on as we speak. The pharmaceutical industry is trying to take over your life. They are buying politicians so that they decide what health is. And their version of health is constant drugs and injections into your body. You are being put on a conveyor belt. This is the sickest generation of children we've ever seen.
That's what they wanted. It gives them this permanent client, customer forever on all the chemicals you need to alleviate the symptoms from the vaccine.
It's really, really easy. They're a $50 billion industry right now. We just talk about vaccines. Forget about the drugs. If they can force vaccinate every adult, 340 million indentured, enslaved customers, turns them into a multi-trillion-dollar industry overnight. People have got to wake up. This is the tip of the spear. If you believe that you have body autonomy, if you believe in freedom, this is the biggest issue of our time. You should be voting in nobody that is pro, you know, vaccine mandates, taking exemptions away. They are literally about to turn your body into a human pincushion,
okay,
an ATM machine.
Before we run out of time, I want to make sure I bring this up, and you tell me if this rings true. When you got this parade created, bunch of people, woo, they're getting informed, and we got a little bit of a head start, you know, with your help back a few years ago doing some whip ass. And even before that, we were, you know, pushing for first responders not having mandatory shots. We had signs everywhere. We're just being buttheads. Now, the thing is that we came up with our freedom of information. We found out how they're going to do it. It's these checkpoints that they're doing, and they're going to, one of the questions, we know who you are, and you're not fully vaccinated. You either get fully vaccinated over here or get on the FEMA bus and quarantine because somebody got sick, kind of something. This is what's coming. And it, it enforces exactly what you're doing. And I saw the paperwork, and it was when Obama did this health level World Organization 6 of, oh my God, we're all going to die, which triggered a bunch of emergency legislation by the states. And we did video. I can tell you all about it, but it doesn't matter. It was all prelude to this. We could see it coming. Yep. Now, I'm looking at politicians now go to these activists, because you're right. There's a lot of people that are starting to wake up. Well, what happens? Politicians go, yeah, you know, I'm for freedom. I'm with you. They'll come to the summit. You know, they'll be invited. There'll be a few of them, and they'll want to get up the mic and say, oh, I'm for freedom, freedom, freedom. But what happens? They introduce a legislation that goes through one committee and said, see, I'm on your side, and look who voted for and against and kind of and whatever. Boom, and then it's gone. They never push it. I don't care how powerful they are, what chairman they are of anything. They never had any intention of it going through. It wasn't that important to them, and they used it as a negotiating tool to get something else that they want. And these young activists that are out there lobbying and working with and meeting, having lunch with the legislators are getting screwed, delayed, and they just put it off to another two-year election cycle. Another one, because you wasted time with these sons of bitches that did this in California, looking them in the face. And the speech that RFK Jr. gave was awesome. What say you?
Yeah, I agree. You know, look, we are looking them in the face. We are getting involved in the politics, but it is the people. You do have some great politicians in Arizona. You need to expand those
groups. I need them to actually do it. I know these people. I'm going, Adele, I'm telling you, this is at the summit. This is my thing. Everybody go make nice. They go, oh, you can get more flies with honey. Assuming I wanted flies. You know, what the heck kind of stupid statement is that? So I'm just like, these legislators, they will dangle it. We put it. We went through got past one, two committees. We did with no intention of ever really doing the work, get this stuff passed. Now, you know what I'm talking about.
If we're not standing outside their offices, if we're not standing in mass and standing up for our rights, then no politician is going to do it for us on their own. This is all the things we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about Jonathan Lockwood's a brilliant new face in this movement. We're excited to have him. He's got great strategies. You're going to hear about the science. It's really simple, folks. The pharmaceutical industry is the most hated industry in this country. It just ranked at the bottom of all industries in this country. They are being sued every week. We're going to be talking on my show in just a couple hours. The High Wire with Del Bigtree goes live 11 a.m. every Thursday Pacific time. We're going to be talking about a cover-up, a judge that covered up and hid documents that showed that a drug, another drug of Merck's, was destroying the lives of people, and our own government is hiding that. Even when a lawsuit is won, they hide that from the people so no one knows about it. These are the types of things that got to stop. The pharmaceutical industry is evil. The CDC, FDA, EPA are all in bed with the pharmaceutical industry, petrochemical companies. We're going to talk about it. And if you're on the fence, come challenge us. And by the way, if you're a doctor, you're a scientist, come and challenge me. Give me a hard question I can't answer. Stump me, because I'm telling you, after 3 years of investigation, this is one of the greatest tragedies. We have 54% chronic illness in our children. Autism has skyrocketed to 1 in 36. 1 in 9 children has asthma. Diabetes running rampant. Special needs classes are stealing all the money from our schools, from our sports programs, from our honors classes. This is the end of American exceptionalism if you don't wake up. Pharma is killing us, and it's happening through vaccines, and your government officials that are pushing this agenda should be removed from office immediately. We're going to talk about all of that. It's going to be a very exciting conference. I guarantee you, if you haven't looked in this issue, this is going to be the perfect place to start, because every one of these speakers I'm standing on a stage with, I have vetted myself, I've interviewed them, I've investigated them, and they are telling the truth. We are the truth seekers. We are simply demanding truth in the United States of America. And by God, if my body, if I can't control what is injected into my body, then the dream of our founding fathers is dead. I don't believe that's the case. I think inside all of our DNA is that dream of a free country. And right now, as we sit here in this nation, literally not just in our lifetime, in the next 2 to 5 years, we are going to decide whether we are simply property of a U.S. totalitarian government, or are we going to fight once again, as we've had multiple times through the life of this great nation, and say, no, once again, we are standing for liberty, we are standing for freedom, and for God's sakes, Arizona, you better stay strong. You are an island right now, understanding the truth. You must step up, because if you wait too long and these laws start moving against you, you cannot stop them. It's a freight train. You cannot stop. That train hasn't entered the station yet in Arizona. Let's make sure that it never does.
Thank you, Dale. You know, my thing, I'll let you go into the break, but it's all recorded and streaming, so we're good. Now, the one thing that Richard, I see you there. Go ahead and mute your mic, will you please? This is the one thing that that I'm good at. I go to Irene and Erlene and them, and I go, look, you don't want to be associated with me. I mean, we can be separate and temporary coalition of we kind of whatever, but I don't play the game the way you guys do. You guys, yep. You got Richard, I need you to mute your mic. So what I need you guys to understand, and the audience, I'm saying, look, I've been doing this 30 something years, and a lot of them go, yeah, so what? I've been down. Let me tell you what I know. What politicians tell you to your face, and they, you know, they have all kinds of convincing and did and kind of look and they'll show you a little evidence of that don't mean nothing. They got all kinds. They didn't get there by, you know, being for vaccine, you know, education. I guarantee you that. So I need them to know pain. And whenever we have done like Second Amendment stuff, you're not going to be able to outspend the interest of, you know, like the NRA or something. They're going to want to have some kind of little bit of background check or a little bit of this or a little bit of that. And whatever it is, the National Republican apologists, lapdogs of the Republican Party kind of thing. So my deal, Richard, mute your mic, please. So what I wanted to do is I go and I say they need to have if they don't deal with you ladies, they got to deal with me. And there is a bunch of me in the Lovolution or Libertarian Party or kind of got candidates saying, hello, we're going to talk about this because we can drive the debate. And the one thing I guarantee they are not going to want to talk about, they're going to dismiss in your tinfoil hat, is the vaccine mandate issue. This is, they're going to do their best not to make this part of the 2020 election cycle. And I guarantee it will be. Now what? If they get Arizona, you know, that's one of the big dominoes, and then all here it goes. So this is like ground zero to me, certainly because I live here and I got 12 grandkids. So This is, now for you, Dell, I'm like, is there another state that needs more attention that's a bulwark against and showing, and if they could get them? Because you always, it's like you got a 2x4 with 50 nails in it, which is the one the government hits, the one that's sticking out the most. Well, Arizona's always sticking out, so they always are coming. You know, I mean, you, what about Arizona compared to other states? What do you think?
I just moved to Texas myself. I moved my whole family out of California. It's gotten too dangerous there to live. I think this is also, they're in the firing line, but, you know, I always joke in many ways, wherever you are, you know, have other strong libertarian rights, you know, right to bear arms, you know, your other rights are being protected. This one tends to fall in line. At least there's a we can have the discussion. And you're right. Politicians don't want to go near this. This is a third rail for them. But deep down, at least when you walk into, you know, an office of a Republican Texas or Arizona or Oklahoma, they will at least listen to you based on, you know, down in the foundation, their libertarian values give them a sense of, yes, you should be in control of your body. Whereas, you know, and I say this, and I've sat with Bobby Kennedy in offices of Democratic legislators, and they just roll their eyes. I mean, they're just glazed over. They're not even listening. They're not even listening to a Kennedy.
They're not even capable.
You know, the name on the line. So, you know, I too don't just believe hook, line, and sinker what I'm told by politicians. But I am saying there, you know, right now there does seem to be a party line on this issue in California. Every one of these votes that took the doctor out of the equation went down party lines. Only Republicans voted against it.
But there
it.
Were many Democrats that promised pinky swear, and we're with you, kind of. I can't tell you how many times I've gone through that on many issues. They're opening their mouth. They're lying. And people go, yeah, but they're nice, and we get the – they really – no, they don't. No, they – and this is what we're going to learn, but I can't wait for them to learn this lesson between now and the 2020 May, when it's too late for them to have opposing candidates come on the ballot. You see my point?
Absolutely.
They just want to delay you until it doesn't matter anymore.
Well, look, at least you guys have been there. You've been in Arizona. Irene Pai, you guys, you know who has voted against you. You know who hasn't been there. We've got to start discussing who we're going to run against these people.
I don't care if they voted. I don't care if they voted for or against. That doesn't mean anything to me. I've so many times they'll try and do amendments to make it a piece of crap and whatever, and then the end they'll look at in caucus and they go, all right, who's in safe districts? Who can do this? Who can't? Who can? Who has the kind of whatever? So then they'll sit there and they piece it out, and then they come out. They know it's going to lose, and somebody that definitely would be a no vote if they, you know, for freedom, if they, you know, had to be. They go, oh, I voted for you. Oh, see, I'm with you. Bullshit. You know, I hate this. So I that's going to be my voice. I'm just like, look, do not let yourself be suckered in by these guys. You have to have out there. So that's what I do. Because that's what I was telling Irene early. And I go, look, you don't want to be associated with me too closely or directly after this summit once we start getting in the election cycle. Because I'm going to be a dick.
Yeah, good. It's going to take all types. It's going to take everybody at the table, every one of us hitting from every direction. There's no single way to do this.
There's no central plan for freedom.
That's right. and you know, we're all coming from different places. But, you know, you don't want to be on one front. We want a multi-front attack. That's what's happening. There's people that are in this issue simply because they don't want aborted fetal DNA in their vaccines. Other people don't like mercury and aluminum. And then there's those of us that just want to be able to raise our children with organic food, clean water.
Dale Bigtree, VaccineEducationSummit.com. Got to get to the next guest. Peace, brother. Bye. Yeah.